Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Another edition of Outside the Pizza Box, the last Saturday in January. And then I guess I heard from Crudy this morning, next Saturday we're moving. Only I don't have to help. That's awesome. So we probably will not have live programming next Saturday unless something else happens and they get it done quicker. But, you know, I got to tell you, this edition of Turn the Other Cheek and the Republicans will just slap you harder has got me just down and out. I mean, look, I could battle depression a lot easier if it weren't for the Republican Party and the people that vote for them and the people that just, I don't know, it goes against everything they say they want to be, Republicans do. Somebody needs to explain to me, you know, what it is they actually think they're so right about in the Republican Party. It's just like, man. They haven't figured it out yet. The reason why they're miserable is because they keep voting for Republicans. They're never happy, right? Because even when they get a, you know, Republican, which I have to remind them, for at least the last 10 years out of my life in Wisconsin, it's been complete control by Republicans, except for the fact that we now have a rational governor in there to stop some of the destruction. I saw a guy criticizing him because he used the word damn. Really? Wow. You should hear, I mean, this guy also, remember how Trump used to talk? And still does and always has. And so, you know, the ethics and moral crowd, you know, there's a reason why you guys act like cavemen and look like them too. Your heads are made of stone, okay? That's why it's hard to keep it up and it's hard to smile. It's such a sad situation here. But at least when I got up on Sunday morning and when Aaron Rodgers got up,
oh boy,
he was woke and canceled. Everything that he's been talking about, you know, this cancel culture. No, it was culture of cancel. No, it's actually called the culture of truth, okay? Your cancel culture is a lie, just like the American history. And what did we see this week? We're banning books. Pretty soon they'll be burning them, folks. I guess you don't know what the Nazi Party was or fascism. I mean,
you think they felt like they've let it kind of lie long enough? There's enough separation there that enough people, you know, didn't have to live, didn't have to see that, don't remember it, right? That they can just kind of repaint what that was like.
Well, and at this point, I have to believe that people that vote Republican fell to the bottom 50 percentile of their class. Because this isn't really that hard to figure out. And so, actually, yeah, I was checking out the difference between Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, right? We're Neanderthals. Human beings are the Neanderthal, and the Cro-Magnons are the Republican Party. Wake up, man. You got a bunch. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. I mean, if she does not look Cro-Magnon to you, then you probably look Cro-Magnon. There's something wrong here that we've been dumbed down so much that this darkness is allowed to take over the light. And the irony, you know, as each day the sun gets up and there's more light in the day, I just feel darkness overtaking everything. And some clown calling me names on Facebook because I called him a wimp. Hey, man, you know, facts hurt, don't they? I mean, you come on these posts and you have shown no empathy for anybody. And then you go to your page and it's like, oh, this guy breeds dogs. Oh, I thought that was illegal in Wisconsin. No, he raises puppies, right, to make money. So here's a guy that exploits animals and apparently doesn't give a damn about any other human being but himself. right? It's been a tough week, man.
Hey, but,
go ahead.
I got a question for you. Did you catch Devil's Advocates the other day when Crudy was talking about, as in his encounter with Ron Johnson here this week?
Yeah. More Ron Johnson?
Yeah.
Less Ron Johnson, not more Ron Johnson. We need to get the bumper stickers out there. Yeah, and, you know,
the self-righteousness, too, right? It's like you say and do all these horrible things, and then, oh, we're so self-righteous. What? I mean,
well, yeah,
the hypocrisy
is
at a whole
other level. We don't want to use a community to take care of children, okay? But apparently, Ron doesn't understand. You know, I heard him talking, well, you know, people plan families, and you guys don't support Planned Parenthood. You talk out of both sides of your cotton mouth, don't you, Johnson? You know, he's a White Walker, man. He's a White Walker. And some of the stuff that he repeated this week, oh, you just jumped on there with a little Mark Stockton, huh? The poor, awesome point guard that never won a championship. Now you know why, right? I mean, you were with Karl Malone, and you guys couldn't win a championship.
I saw Kareem was speaking out about
this. Well, Kareem is, the guy's a great human being, and he's doing what other athletes apparently, even the ones, well, I guess if you're not speaking out, then you probably don't think like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But he said, you know, these guys are giving the dumb jock impression here, which I had posted earlier. So I'm like, oh, this guy is so cool. And he's on the bucket list of, you know, people that I would love to meet. It had nothing to do with basketball, even though I was fortunate enough to have his Lew Alcindor autograph on the program the year that we went to see him. And it was their championship season. 71-72. I came and played at the Coliseum. I mean, yes, I've lived. I don't need to go to any more sporting events, right? I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Is there somebody that can top him? Oh, I mean, does he have as many championships as Tom Brady? I think he might.
I have to look that one up.
He's got several. Okay, I don't know how many he got with the Lakers.
Three or four with the Lakers.
Yeah, so maybe he's a couple short, right? But people,
without cheating,
I tell people he's the greatest basketball ever, not just on the court but off. And they're like, "Wow, you wouldn't do it." Who has the most points in history? Who else was a 7'2" or 7'3" guy that was a martial arts expert? Yeah, I don't know if you want to mess with him even now. But yeah, my heart hurts every time I see him come on and respond. I have to, you know, because I know he's hurting from it, right? That's how you feel, this empathy that we feel between all of us, you know? I'm down and out. This month really hurt me, man. My best friend decided that, you know, she's been suffering from mental illness for a long time now, over a decade, right? 30 years my soulmate, over 31. And allowing her to make a decision to move to somewhere else in the state, you know, like I'm going to go see her again. And so I'm upset, you know, that this is a bad decision. I can't control what her family decides to do. And it's kind of like sand in the face from the family, right? It's like, well, we'll just move her further away. I don't think that's going to help. I'm like her only friend. But, you know, moving somebody that's mentally ill to a community far, far away isn't going to make it easier for me to be her friend. So I had to make the decision again. You know, hey, I'm standing my ground. I'm staying here. Something goes wrong, she can call me. She wants to try something else, she can do that. I can't control this anymore. I can't control anything that's going on here. All I can do is control myself, which is hard to do right now. You know, I started thinking, people love their guns, right? Well, who's to say I couldn't use, stand your ground, fearing for my life inside my car because you're driving illegally and doing all this stuff? I mean, would that work in court? It's getting to the point where, yeah, everybody's just not going to be trusting anybody. When it comes to driving, that goes across the spectrum. Doesn't matter. You could have Joe Manchin, Donald Trump, or Bernie Sanders on your bumper sticker, and if you just feel like you need to go, you're going to break the law, man. And that really is starting to tick me off. It's like, really? You guys are irritated at me because I'm allowing for everything, man. I am sharing the planet with idiots and these machines and any animal that might be unfortunate enough to come across there.
Hey, Wisco just called in and, you know, he wanted your thoughts on Voss and the Forever Chemicals and and the environment. So kind of tying in with the whole world, right, and what we're looking at.
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Robin Voss is going to let everything get killed. He doesn't care. It's this man's, I mean, he's evil. The party's evil, okay? And we had, remember, I had Elijah Behnke on my show, Rep. Elijah Behnke, up there in O'Connell, which was where my friend was. And, of course, my not-so-good friend, John Nygren, was there before him, right? And I had issues with him for a reason. These guys talk out their asses and then don't do anything. He came on here to talk about, yeah, you know, we're going to clean up the water. But I knew the problem was that, look, you're not going to punish the companies that knew they were polluting the water and continue to. You want to make us taxpayers clean it up. Oh, isn't that whitey-a? Huh? Where do you think that phrase came from? Mighty whitey-a. You guys think that this white culture that you're under is like the greatest thing since sliced white bread? See how much I can pick on you? Because it's embarrassing, man. It really isn't. I don't feel guilty about what people did in the past. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm just completely appalled by what people do to other human beings. You ain't gonna see me out there advocating for taking down my enemy with violence or pain or anything like that. What we can't get them to understand is, you know, I want it to be a good place for all of us, man. What do you mean? I don't play politics, man. It's all personal to me. So, you know, even these Democrats, right? But, you know, get back to those PFAS in the water. Well, geez, Wisco Paul, I don't think Robin Voss has too much to worry about. He probably took that $298,000 PPP forgivable loan that's just outrageous and bought himself some clean water somewhere. Maybe it's stored at his popcorn factory that uses prison labor. Maybe we should ask one of his four wives, oh wait, three, because one was annulled, so, but four marriages, oh wait, we can't, because they had to sign agreements that they can't talk about anything. I mean, that's the people you support, Republicans?
I'm sure he's got reverse osmosis.
Hey, forgive me for saying that you're down in that lower 50 percentile, but I mean, stupid can't be fixed, can it? Apparently not. I mean, at the expense of your own children and grandchildren, at the planet. I get sick driving through, you know, that's part of it. During the winter, there's snow all over the ground and there's no leaves or anything. So it's like really, you know, kind of accentuates the bareness and the missing foliage and missing nature all around, man. How could we forget all that? That the highways that we drive on now, these, you know, six lanes, you know, eight lanes, four one way, four the other, those used to be marshes filled with reptiles and amphibians. They're all gone. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I looked it up. Six-time champion, Kareem.
Yeah. Six five time. With the Lakers and one with the the Bucks. And, yeah. But Tom Brady ain't going to get number eight this year either. And Aaron Rodgers, 4 VP. We'll be back in a little bit.